Hi, I'm Kimbu, the host of the Author Alchemist podcast. I bring my years of experience as a fan fiction writer, a professionally published author, and a productivity coach to the problem we all love to hate, the act of writing. I also talk a lot about self-publishing, marketing, and my own challenges and journey as an author. Maybe you can relate. Hey y'all, it's Kimbu, and as I record this, it's October 18th, which, where has the year gone? I do not know. It's been a wild ride, and it continues to be a wild ride, but I wanted to jump on here, do a quick podcast, log, whatever, to talk about an idea that's kind of been burbling, you know, back here in the back of my mind since last week. I was interviewed on the Wish I'd Known Then for Authors podcast, Jamie and Sarah. I've listened to that podcast for a couple of years now, or for a while. So I'm kind of a fangirl. So for me, it was kind of like celebrity meetup. I was getting to meet people who had no idea who I was, but I knew who they were. You know, the fun parasocial part of para. And it was great. It was a good time. We laughed. We dug into some deep topics, not just the lightweight, like Wish I'd Known Then about marketing, which some of the interesting questions they do ask on there. And one of the questions they asked kind of gave me pause when I was originally considering what I was going to say to it. And it was, what is your definition of success? And I think the reason it gave me pause is because it's changed. I really focused in previous, you know, versions of my author career on the making money. And the way that I thought about the question when they asked it, I was thinking back to Joanna Penn on one of her podcasts. And so now I'm talking to my podcast about a podcast I was interviewed where I referenced another podcast. It's like a daisy chain of podcasts going on up in here. But it was a great framing of success and what it means to be successful and what you want from your author career. Joanna Penn said, choose one: freedom, fortune, fame. And for a long time, I focused on fortune. I thought being a writer would make me a lot of money. I made some money. I could have made a lot more money, but I wasn't happy. I've talked about this on my blog, Kimbu Scriptorium, so I'll have a link to that actual post, that essay that I wrote about the different changes I've gone through in different versions of my author career. But this one, this time in 2023, I feel so much more focused on freedom. That's what I really want. Y'all, that's what's important to me. It's not just having everybody know who I am, couldn't care less. Having a lot of money in the bank, as a goal, that is not important to me. If I could live the life I wanted to live without having money in the bank, I'd do it. But that's not the world we live in. So I don't have a lot of choice in that. So what does freedom mean then? Is it freedom to travel? Is it freedom to, you know, go to parties or go to concerts? Is it freedom to go back to school? Well, sort of. But what it really means for me when I think about freedom is I think of financial freedom. I want the freedom to not worry about my student loans anymore. I want them paid off. I want freedom to not worry about paying taxes, which, you know, I have financial trauma going way back. You know, it's one of those like, let me ask you about your mother. And like, no, let's not talk about my mother right now, maybe later. Put a pin on that, but it means the freedom to not worry about the bills being paid or not paid. It means the freedom of not worrying about whether the rent goes up, which is a big concern for all of us right now. Not worrying about buying a car. I haven't had a car since 2011. I'm very fortunate because I live on a main thoroughfare here in Tallahassee. So the Star Metro Tallahassee public transportation system has worked fairly well for me. overall, it's terrible. It's not a recommendation. And I know a lot of people who have a lot of difficulties because of where they live in town, getting to where they need to go on the buses. Not great. So I would love to be able to buy a car. But buying a car, even if you pay cash up front for it, you've still got insurance, you've still got upkeep and repairs, you've still got, of course, gas costs, which are going up. I don't mind gas costs going up. They should go up. But that doesn't, you know, that doesn't help me have a car, right? So what is the real issue here of freedom? Like, what is the thing that would set me free? And it's not fortune particularly, but it is money. It is the idea that I am making enough money to live the life that I want to live, that my dog's going to be able to go to the vet, that I'm going to have health insurance because I live in the U.S., that I can travel a little. I do love traveling. I enjoy it a lot. I would love to go see my Aunt Sheila up in Boston, my friend Jennifer, who's up there. I have a lot of family in Memphis, Tennessee, who haven't seen me in decades. So yeah, I would love to travel to see them, maybe a few bucket list places around the world that I would love to travel to, but just the freedom to be able to do that without worrying about becoming homeless because I want to go see my relatives. That's where we are right now. And that's not a fun place to be. I need to hire an accountant. That's long overdue. It's something I've avoided in the past out of guilt and shame. Like, oh, I'm a smart person. I should be able to handle my own taxes. And I can, and I do. Not well. I have made mistakes in the past that have gotten me in trouble, but I don't mind paying my taxes. I am a citizen of this society. I want to pay taxes so that we all have the benefit of benefits, I guess is the word I'm looking for, equally, which we don't really have anyway. But the idea is there. Like, we pay taxes, universal health care. That would be great. I'm happy to pay taxes if we get universal health care. So to me, that's part of being in a civilized society that we should be in. So I don't mind, but I have problems up in here, PTSD and complex PTSD and fears and irrational behavior, which means that I get myself in trouble when I shouldn't. And if I can hire an accountant, I would actually be fine with that. Like, I would just be able to be free, freedom for anyone, to live my life joyfully and without stress. I did answer the same question on that podcast with Jamie and Sarah, but I wanted to go into it a little bit further because I think it's such an important aspect of understanding why we're here and what we're doing. Changing my career focus as an author from fortune to freedom, I'm not sure that it was a conscious decision, but it drove the decisions that I made earlier this year. It's been very important to me. So anyway, that's my little riff on freedom and fortune and fame and why you are a writer. I've got a lot of other things to do today, including write. So I'm going to sign off on this short update. I will be doing a little bit longer podcast probably pretty soon, actually. I've got some ideas brewing. I also want to talk about what I'll be working on at the retreat that I'm going to at the end of October, as I record this, October 2023, with my friend Gina. She's hosting it out on St. George Island with a bunch of other writers. I'm really looking forward to it, and I'll be working on a book. The way that I'm talking about this is kind of as a bookends to my previous book, Grieving Futures, which was specifically about basically the year and a half after my parents died, what I went through, what I had to do, the emotional trauma of it. That's a short memoir, and it's pretty rough. A lot of people, yeah, that's why I don't recommend reading it. But if you want to read about mourning and grief and handling all of that really badly, then that is the book for you. Try it out. The book that I'm working on now, though, is going to talk more about my relationship with my parents, and the long-term grief that I had after their deaths and how that affected me and the other choices that they made that affected me long-term. So it's not going to be a happy book, But I think it's going to be a recovery book. It's going to be something where I talk about how I made it through all those rough times. So I'll be working on that during the retreat, and I want to talk about that some more on upcoming podcasts. So super excited. I'm sure you can't wait to hear all about mourning and grief and death and trauma. Sounds like a good time. I'll see you there. So thanks for listening in and or watching if you're watching this on YouTube, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye, y'all. And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to me ramble on about writing here on the Author Alchemist podcast. I'm Kimbu York, and I hope this episode has helped clear away the cobwebs from your inspiration. You can find all of my things at houseofyork.info. All one word, House of York, no spaces, .info. Have a lovely day, and we'll talk again soon.